Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And it is one of the best Reaction Monday. 713-572-4610. How are you feeling about the Texans draft? Because I think this was an interesting one. This was, if you want to listen to Nick Caserio talking about two-year plans and everything like that, this might have been the draft for you. Started it off with cornerback Kamari Lassiter out of Georgia. There were some more intriguing names, I would say, that went before. You end up taking Kamari Lassiter. Nick Caserio makes it clear we're not drafting track guys. We're drafting football players. So Kamari Lassiter, your first
pick. Was that a shot at Miami?
I don't know what it was. I will say that.
Shot at the Chiefs?
If they were going to draft for need, I think cornerback was where you should do it. I was leaning more towards if you're going to draft for need, go with the corner instead of the defensive tackle. And I don't want to say this was just about need, but I think they kind of drafted for need. And the sales pitch from Caserio, you're talking about him moving all around, all that. Like, I don't think you plug him in and he's automatically your number two corner. I think maybe you can get to that point. But this felt kind of like drafting for need, which if you were going to do that, we're fine with that. Then you had things getting real interesting. Then it got real strange because I'll raise my hand and say I kind of rolled my eyes when I'd see these mock drafts and they had the Texans drafting a tackle. But I'll be damned. The Texans take Blake Fisher, the tackle out of Notre Dame, and Blake Fisher, in a perfect world, probably doesn't play this year. Right? I mean, if we're to take what Nick Caserio said, he said Titus Howard is one of the best tackles in the NFL. You think Laramie is one of the best tackles in the NFL. You draft a guy, and you don't expect him to play this year, which is fine if you're being proactive. I think in a perfect world, this guy becomes better than Titus or better than Laramie, or perhaps to where you feel comfortable enough letting either one of those guys walk in 2 years, and he's one of your starting tackles once you have to start making the tough decisions like letting C.J. Stroud or anyone go. But it's hard to get excited about
a tackle. Is there a perfect world around here when it comes to the offensive line?
I mean, the perfect world is he never plays. The perfect world is Titus Howard and Laramie Tunsil play the whole time. And the realistic world is those guys miss games and this guy's able to fill in accordingly.
I agree. I think the perfect world would be Titus Howard playing the full season and not getting hurt.
Then you have round three, the safety. We wondered, are they going to get a safety? Are the Texans going to draft a safety? Well, they did. And this is the most excited that I've ever seen Nick Caserio. Kalen Bolick, safety out of USC, actually faster than your corner. He's big, fast, ball hawk type of safety. Not really the box safety that we're used to around here. Kalen Bolick is the final pick of day two, and this was Caserio getting a little hardo after day two. And we're going to see the transition of Nick Caserio from hardo, like as the draft's going on, to maybe taking somewhat of a victory lap. Here was Nick Caserio after he drafted cornerback Kamari Lassiter, tackle Blake Fisher, and safety Kalen Bolick.
We don't really take a need-based approach. It's more football player-based approach, and you just can't have enough quality football players. There might be a situation where a player maybe doesn't play this year, but maybe his opportunity potentially could be more next year because of maybe how the roster is constructed. But we don't have a crystal ball, so we're not going to sort of make any predetermined decisions about a player's role, who fits where. Honestly, the competition will sort itself out. What we've hopefully have done is just create a sense of urgency, and you have to play well and perform well in order to stay in this building. And if you don't, then we have to keep the 53 best.
Okay, so you have to play well, you have to perform well to stay in this building, or else you're going to be done. I'll say this about the post-day two draft with Caserio and D'Amico. If you would have just played that for me and you would have told me that this is a draft press conference, it felt a lot more like a day three where you're talking about, well, you know, you need depth. Well, you know, this guy can play a lot of places. You know, we're not going to pigeonhole players. Like, this didn't feel like, in a perfect world, you draft two starters with the premium picks. This kind of felt developmental, which, again, maybe you're looking ahead when you draft a tackle to C.J. Stroud getting paid, C.J. Stroud not being on his rookie deal, and this guy, you feeling at least comfortable that he can replace either Titus or Tunsil, that's fine. But this did not feel like, just on initial feeling, and I'm not even saying this is a bad thing, but this does not feel like, hey, we got a couple of starters. These guys are going to be immediate impact guys. It didn't feel that way.
Yeah, on top of that, we was talking about the day before, that morning, how all of these players fell to the second round, man. How we had at least 10 people that we can pick.
And they were all gone, it felt like. Except Adonai Mitchell. And here's the other thing. I hate to be this guy, but I'm already seeing some of this on the text line. It does kind of feel, and I know Seth hates this, and look, I don't love it, but it did kind of feel that the first three picks that you selected perhaps could have been there later. Now, I know that Nick Caserio said he got calls and people were going to take Bolick and all that. But I did wonder, okay, would Lassiter be there when they took Fisher, and would Fisher fall down a little bit? Because Fisher himself, they asked him, how interested do you think the Texans were in you? And he goes, well, I didn't know they were that interested. So he was basically talking as if he thought that perhaps the Texans had reached a little bit. Then we go to day three. And shout out to everyone that was at Daily Sports Club at day three. It was really fun. And I know a lot of people are talking about depth. I just don't usually hear depth after day one or day two of the draft. In round six, round four, you took Cade Stover, tight end out of Ohio State. This was the one that made the most sense. You need a tight end. You need a guy that can block. You need a guy that can move around. Even your top two tight ends, they struggle to block. The one that you feel good that can block, Teagan Quinteriano. Teagan has trouble staying healthy. So you got Cade Stover. You got to feel good about that. And then you get Jamal Hill, the linebacker out of Oregon, who you look at, started out as a DB, moves into the linebacker role. And one of the things that this Texans team struggled with, one of the things that they struggled with last year, was they struggled guarding tight ends. The linebackers couldn't cover. I know Denzel Perryman's not here anymore, Henry To'oTo'o. So they talk about him being kind of a tweener. If you can lay this out right, Jamal Hill can help you in an area that was very, very costly. In fact, some of the games that you lost, if you would have had better coverage at linebacker and you would have had better nickel personnel, then you would have had a better job. So if this guy can play his way into special teams role, perhaps a coverage role, you got to feel good about that.
I agree, man. I agree. He kind of remind me of the guy that played for the Browns, Jeremiah Wusu Koromoa or something. That dude is a fast dude that covers tight ends too. So I think that could be big for the Houston Texans.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Defense. Then round six, they finally got the running back. My God, they waited long enough. All of the other Shanahan descendants, whether it was LaFleur, whether it was Shanahan himself, they all got running backs early. Mike McDaniel.
They're going to drive you crazy, man.
Yeah, the running back thing, they're not quite there yet. But Jawar Jordan out of Louisville, this is a guy who I think is going to have a chance to make the squad as a kickoff returner, returned two touchdowns last year for Louisville, somewhat explosive. I don't know that you hold your breath and think this guy is going to consistently make plays in games at the running back position, but he's going to have a chance to make this squad when it comes to kickoff return. And then you get kind of in the developmental phase, round seven, Solomon Bird out of USC. He's one of those guys that D'Amico was pretty excited about, maybe a developmental guy. And then Marcus Harris out of Auburn and Ladarius Henderson out of Michigan. Henderson, a guy, maybe he's a better Austin Deculus. He's one of those versatile guys that you're going to be able to move around. Played some guard at Michigan, played some left tackle. First team all Big Ten last year.
So how you feeling about the draft, man? Are you feeling a little bit disappointed?
TBD. I'll give it a wait and see. I think this truly is a draft. A lot of times we say, well, you can't grade the draft immediately just because you're going to see players develop. I don't even know that they want to see Blake Fisher on the field at all. I don't know what role they liked last year. I think in the perfect world, the guys that they brought in for 1 year, Henderson and Okuda, those guys are your top two corners. And then Lassiter plays more inside and then maybe develops into someone you trust as a number two. So I truly think when you say, and when Caserio says, and when a lot of NFL folks say, you can't judge a draft in 1 year, I think this is the way that you look at that.
It's crazy because, like, in the past, I probably would have criticized this draft, but I got so much trust into D'Amico and Caserio where I'm like, I'm not sure about these guys, but I trust them. I'm actually perfectly fine with this draft, man.
Well, this is interesting because I think this was Caserio kind of doing a little bit of a 180. Because this was Caserio leading up to the draft, talking about the dumbest thing that we do in the world. The dumbest thing in the world to Nick Caserio. Here was what he said about draft grades and all that.
You know, we're going to have on Monday, right, or Sunday afternoon, draft grades, right? I mean, it's the most ridiculous concept that I've ever heard of.
Most ridiculous concept he's ever heard of, draft grades. Most ridiculous thing ever. Well, let's hear him at the beginning after day three and hear what Caserio says.
Another productive day for us. A lot of good conversations in the draft room. I mean, a lot of work, a lot of effort. I mean, D'Amico and I were just talking. It feels like we grinded out a win, but that's what this is about.
All right. So you grinded out a win. He didn't say we grinded it out. He said we grinded out a win. I think this was a draft that Caserio and D'Amico were very, very pleased with. And it's funny how he goes from, we're not going to hand out draft grades to, well, I think we grinded out a dub. I think the one thing about this front office is they've earned the benefit of the doubt. I would have liked to have come out with more immediate impact and perhaps even long-term impact offensive guys. They didn't look at it that way. I do think the tackle thing is interesting. Are they being proactive in that when you pay C.J. Stroud, you're not going to be able to pay both Tytus Howard and Laremy Tunsil? So that's the long-term plan. Short-term plan, they both missed time, and you heard Caserio speak on that. So you basically drafted a short-term tackle. So we'll see how it goes. For sure. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. Some troubling news yesterday. Woke up to it. I guess stuff went about as good as it possibly could have. But Tank Dell was shot late Saturday night, early Sunday morning in Florida. Sustained minor wounds in Florida. I don't know what the hell that means. I don't know what a minor wound is. I guess non-life-threatening.
Yeah.
He's out of the hospital. I don't know the specifics of that. I think that's easy for us to say. But he was an innocent bystander in a shooting at a nightclub. He's already been released, expected to make a full recovery. That was kind of a scary moment when you first heard it. I guess based on what happened, I guess this is as good as it could possibly have gone.
Yeah, thank goodness. And I'm with you with the minor injury or whatever that is. That could mean anything, man. I'm not sure if he was actually shot, or sometimes like shells can hit you from other places and stuff like that. Like I'm not sure what that means, but I'm just glad he's good.
Yeah, I'm glad he's good too. And that's got to be mentally, like whether or not he's good physically, mentally that's got to be a little something. I mean, that's got to change you at an extreme level, but it's a good thing that Tank Dell is healthy. They're going to get some on-field work pretty soon, and we'll see how these guys do fit in, where they fit in. There's been questions on the text line about Fisher perhaps moving inside. I don't think that's going to happen. He is, in a perfect world, he's your swing tackle. And in an even more perfect world, he doesn't step on the field this year, unless Tunsil or Howard get hurt, but he continues to develop. So as far as drafting a guy, moving him inside, no. As far as moving Tytus Howard inside to guard, that ain't going to happen either. Come on, man.
I would be
Caserio dismissed that. Come on, man.
Yeah, I would be shocked if that happened this year, man. If somebody get hurt, then they move the rookie to the right tackle and put Tytus inside. I would be shocked, man. Y'all done paid that brother all that money to play inside.
Yeah, he's playing tackle. There's no doubt about it. He's definitely playing tackle. Zero doubt. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. The draft is complete. The encore for Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans. We will continue to react. John Lopez said that the Texans did not lie. They told us what they think. He says they said it loud and clear. So we'll get into that and a lot more as the show continues. Landry Locker, John Lopez, and Figgy Fig. I actually started thinking about this, and I don't know if the NFL would ever take it this far, but this has to be the only non-sporting event where you get 3 days of the majority of attention from sports fans. What if the NFL went to a seven-day-a-week draft? What if they did round one on Monday, and then they went all the way up to Sunday? I think I would be down with that.
I would be down with it, too, but honestly, I ain't going to lie. The last 3 days, man, they kind of wore me out a little bit, man. I couldn't wait for Sunday so I could just kind of...
Just relax?
Just relax, yeah. I can't imagine if it was 7 days of this.
I was definitely a little bit sideways on Sunday.
It was a good day to relax, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Props to everyone who came out to Daily Sports Club. We'll see how this draft goes. Again, best way I can say it is wait and see. If people would have put this out as a mock draft, no one would have said they cooked. But I think the biggest transformation that the Texans have made from when Nick Caserio first got here to now is they used to get zero benefit of the doubt, and now they get the benefit of the doubt to where they're going to get defended no matter what.
Yeah, they got my benefit. And the crazy thing is I felt like the most hype people were out of all of these draft picks was Cade Stover, man. I never would have guessed that. I thought that would have been somebody like, oh, okay, they picked up a good player. That was probably the most hyped player in this draft for us.
Yeah,
for
and the Nick Texans. Caserio was really was really excited about that. I don't think I've ever heard him speak as highly of a prospect. We'll hear that in the 11 o'clock hour. Your thoughts as well, 713-572-4610. How do you think the Texans did? Is there anyone disappointed in Nick Caserio and D'Amico? We'll mingle with the people. We'll go around the league. We'll also talk about what Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans told us based on their actual actions and what they decided to do. Reaction Monday continues post-draft here on Sports Radio 610 next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.